Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's your friend James Shaw, and we're back and better than ever. We're doing great things. You're doing great things. You're showing up. You're getting stuff done, and I'm so proud of you. We had a great challenge last week. We had a great call yesterday. I'm pretty sure we'll have a great call today. I would never say, "Hey, my goal today is for this call to stink." So we'll have a great conversation today. But I want to start with some gratitude. One thing that's exciting is every so often I get to walk out to my mailbox. And there's a little surprise inside. And there was a little surprise yesterday. Now, if you can't see it, I posted it on my Instagram at James D. Shaw, but I'll hold it up for you here too. This is a mug sent to me by Carrie George. Carrie, I don't know if you're on. This is great. Bree, I see Bree's tilting her head. Trying to, yeah. It says stay on mute. It says stay on mute. This is so good. I've already had to mute about 60 of you this morning, and we're 5 minutes in. I'm gonna hit mute all right now just for fun. Carrie George, cheers to you, and thank you so much for thinking of me.
Glad you like it.
Oh, you're so fun. That made me giggle when I opened the mail yesterday. Thank you so much. Today we're gonna do two things. We always do the first part of the call. We talk about something that's you've brought up inside the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. This is where I encourage you to go in and ask questions. Use that as a resource. I love it too when people who are in production and selling a bunch of houses are looking for ideas, which is what we'll do today. We'll talk about Matt Cannon's question. And then on the second half of the call, we talk about something that's on my mind, which right now is listings. We talked all last week about building the pipeline up. Yesterday, we talked about being in your comfort zone or comfort adjacent. And today, I want you to take listings. Like this, that's your focus here for the rest of the years. Ramp up that listing inventory. So we'll talk about that at the top of the hour. So if you're into listings, 25 minutes from right now, we'll do that. But Matt Cannon needs your help. First of all, Matt Cannon paying attention to his physical fitness. You just cheers to Matt Cannon for paying attention to his physical fitness. He's run his marathon or whatever, half marathon, I think it was, half marathon. Now he's out playing pickleball. Look, he says right here, I've started playing a good bit of pickleball. I feel like that's a Texas term, a good bit. Matt Cannon started to play a good bit of pickleball at the rec center a couple of times a week. Found a Saturday morning group that's pretty big, and you can see that this is a hobby that's here to stay. He's discovered an entire community that he didn't even realize existed, and he wants to farm this community and integrate it with real estate. So here's his question. What are some tips and tricks for integrating a new community you've recently become a part of with your real estate world, with the goal of bringing them into your sphere? He has a new farm. It's a bunch of pickleball players. Cheers to Matt Cannon. Take a sip of something. But what would you do to integrate yourself in this community, build relationships, create friendships, bring real estate into focus for that group so you can earn some opportunity? Kathy Heidi, pickleball player, by the way. Kathy Heidi, good morning.
Good morning, James. How do you know if somebody plays pickleball?
Apparently, they'll tell you. I think that's how it works.
It's a very strange group. But let me tell you, pickleball people have money, cash money records. So start out by getting to know them. I was very authentic. I didn't get on the court, screaming, "I'm a realtor, I'm a realtor," although I wore all the gear. So that helped. And start there and then go into sponsoring tournaments. Tournaments do not cost much money at all. And if you leverage your vendors, your friends, you've got it. I want to hear what other people have to say, but I'm so glad, Matt Cannon, you got into the pickleball. It got you.
We have the new pickleball courts here in Safety Harbor. You can never find a parking spot, Kathy.
That's
They even
right.
had to post sign, no street parking here because they were blocking all the road, all the pickleball players right here in Safety Harbor, Kathy.
That's right.
That's how it
Go ride
works.
your bike.
You could ride your bike. I just walk there. It's a mile from the house. Like if I were going to go play, I'd just walk or run down there. But the people and Callahan, they are just jamming up the roads back here in Safety Harbor trying to play their pickleball. Let's go to Nick Alvarez. Nick, I'm sorry I didn't get to see you last week. I hope you're back home and better than ever. And I know you've got some ideas to help out your friend Matt Cannon. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I've been playing the pickleball too. First thing is getting into the KW pickleball community on
I'm sorry, there's
Facebook.
a KW pickleball community.
Yes, there is.
There is a Facebook. KW community for everything.
Everything. Because during Mega Camp, I had joined shortly before Mega Camp, and they were doing an event. So went to play pickleball during Mega Camp, which was so fun to get that sweat in and connect with people at the same time. And there I met people who are doing business from pickleball, especially a guy named Jason Otts, who is in Texas and has a whole playbook. James, maybe you want to, you know.
Yeah, we need a Wednesday webinar on pickleball. There's no doubt about that. We got to get that done.
When I'm telling you this playbook is elite, like it's like 20 pages long.
Wow,
so
that's great.
Call the guy. That's it.
Do you ever play pickleball while on the stationary bicycle, Nick? That's what the people want to know.
Bye.
I think that's a no. Thank you, Nick. Rhett, what's your advice to Matt Cannon? I don't see Rhett out playing the pickleball, just for the record. I don't see Rhett Campbell out playing pickleball, but I do know that you know how to create community, Rhett Campbell.
I try. If it's possible to build a community Facebook page around this particular location or different communities, maybe two or three of them. Like you said, I don't play, but it come back to the community. But if you can create a community Facebook page, people would know when and where people are playing. Two, the tournaments Kathy took out right out of my mouth, that would definitely be one of those. Maybe some cool community swag or giveaway items at different times throughout the year, every few weeks. And then to actually create teams to build up more camaraderie throughout the people. A group text or maybe some easy way of communication, maybe a digital sign-up sheet, that way people know, once again, who's playing and when. And I think that's it. But I think communication's key. I think if you become the source of the information that provides assistance to everybody, you're definitely going to stand out in the crew, and they're going to come to you for more information than just pickleball. Thanks, James.
Thank you, Rhett Campbell. I feel like I need to play the pickleball. I'm just going to have to give it a shot, but it doesn't require a special racket. Do I need utensils?
Paddle.
I need a paddle. Do I need anything else special besides a paddle? Can I get the paddle on Amazon? I'm going to look into this.
The fancy bag.
I need a bag too.
You can get anything on Amazon.
I need a bag and a paddle. Now it's getting expensive. Janine, help out Matt Cannon about building his sphere of influence through his new community, pickleball players.
Good morning. So I think Rhett nailed most of it, but I was a recreation director in a town, and I tell you, these pickleballers are serious people, and they're always jonesing for court space. I would host a clinic, and I would secure court space and invite surrounding towns, and at the end of the clinic, do a round robin. It's a form of a tournament, and you're going to be their best friend. But I love what Rhett said, but I do love the idea of providing that clinic, bring the clinician, because pickleballers always want to get better because they always want to win.
All right, so we're going to hire a pickleball coach.
Yes.
Who's going to come in and do a clinic for them.
Yes.
And then we turn it into a tournament. Janine, does he need some swag too? Is there a special pickleball headband people need or something like that?
No, he might need earplugs because the sound of the ball coming off the paddle is quite annoying.
Okay. Spoken like a true recreation director. Thank you so much. Melissa Martin, you're really good at building community and keeping things fun. What's on your mind for Rhett?
So, Rhett, he covered a lot of the things we did, but we started...
Or not Rhett, I'm sorry, for Matt. Yeah, thank you.
I knew what you meant. Yeah, you should totally start playing pickleball, James. It's fun.
You think?
Yes. Okay. But we started playing about a year and a half ago, and we joined a country club not in our community and went and played there and did the clinics and just really, we really focused on making friendships there and wore our swag, of course. But then we decided to create a Facebook group. And inside of that group, instead of us hosting all the events, we would actually share other people's events. But we were the source of the information. And so when we see people talking about what their rank is, like how they play, we would introduce them to other people and say, oh, these friends play on Tuesdays and Thursdays at this location. You should connect. And so we're making these connections, and people always see us as the center of that, which is really cool. We don't even play with a lot of them sometimes because they play at times we can't play, but we create the environment for them.
It's fun. Melissa, you always have great ideas. Thanks for being here and for sharing. Jack Smith. Jack Smith, are you out playing the pickleball in St. Pete? Is it big there? What's going on?
Well, you know what? I have a good sponsor. Her name is Kathy Heidi. And she kicks butt with the pickleball. So let me just say this. We're going to KW Luxury Convention in Palm Beach Gardens this weekend. And you cannot believe that the amount of messages on here, who's going to play pickleball and who's not. But first, let me say thank you for that great ALC clinic last week.
Oh, you're welcome. That was fun. It was great to see you.
It was, well, thank you. And thank you for the South area, including me. It was really lovely to be there. So when I first moved to St. Petersburg 9 years ago, I didn't know a soul. Not a soul. So I just thought I'd start doing things. So I started going to church. That's where you can meet people. I then joined a square dancing group because they met on Monday nights. Don't everybody laugh now. And that square dancing group has netted me over $7 million in business. Wow. Then I joined a bowling league.
You're listing all these places I never thought I would see you. You're just...
I had to change my whole life. I had to change my whole life, have new people in my life, people that didn't drink, that didn't drug. You heard Miranda talking about how she got sober 20 some odd years ago. So I had to do all the things that I did when I got sober, find all new people. Now, did I ever know that at this stage of my life, I'd be the happiest stage of my life? I'm absolutely happiest stage of my life. But we have courts here, James, in Pasadena Yacht and Country Club that you're welcome to come down and play. And there's no cars lined up, mind you, to get in there. So if you want to come down and play and have a good time, come on down. We'll figure it out and make it happen. What color paddle ball would you like?
I don't know. I'm not. Don't send me paddle ball paddles or pickleball paddles. Don't send me any of these things. But the point was, Jack, you just get plugged in. You get connected. You're nice. You build relationship and let it roll. That's what Jack Smith's advice is. Thank you, Jack. Lorenzo, good morning.
Good morning, James. Although I'm not big pickleball player, but
do the basketball. You got your basketball league and stuff that you're a part of.
And that's what my point is that, you know, I focus on basketball, a game I enjoy. I focus on a senior portion of basketball. You know, most of my events are for 50 and over. We just started one 2 weeks ago, and I collected about 60 players, full, you know, information. Emails, you know, date of births, you know, even family and friends' names that they put as emergency contacts. One thing I did, I'm plugging into a Brooklyn league that is a lot bigger than mine, and they probably have about 500, 600 participants. And what I did was I went into their Facebook and I put in Shaquille O'Neal's house where he has a 6,000 square foot indoor basketball court. And then I looked at entertainers and sport, you know, people, beautiful $1 million properties with the beautiful basketball courts. And the guys really responded to that, you know. So, I would plug in and, you know, show a fun side of real estate. You know, to the pickleball community.
That's fun. I love it. You guys are the best. What great group. John Tramble, what's your idea? Good morning.
Coming. Okay, first off, I'm like you, Jones. I've been picked up the pickleball craze. One of the reasons why one of my friends that always invites me every time that my schedule opens up and we go play, he's like either icing his ankle or has a brace on his shoulder. I'm like, dude, what? Are you like playing comeback paddleball? Anyway. So,
it's tackle pickleball.
Yeah. Ooh, that's an idea. everyone says some great ideas. Maybe the people you play with after, like in golf, I do play golf. You know, we have the 19th hole, you know, buy them a drink, adult beverage or a drink of their choice. Or I really like the clinic idea. That would be pretty cool. But wear your swag, find the people that are fanatics about it and get in with them and find out who they know that you should know and, you know, do the, hey, I'm just starting, who can help me out kind of thing and get to know them. Just get involved in the community.
That's
and
good.
Start your
Thank
own
you, thing. John.
You're welcome.
That Chiefs-Colts matchup looks like it could be for home field advantage.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the Chargers.
That's going to be fun. That's going to be fun when that rolls around.
It should be good.
Chiefs are really good. Colts are playing great. That's going to be fun when that rolls around in a few weeks.
Yep. All right.
Brianne, good morning. What's your advice to Matt Cannon? He wants to know some tips and tricks for integrating a new community he's become a part of, his happens to be pickleball, into his real estate world so he can get him in his sphere of influence. Brianne, good morning.
Good morning. So in South Florida, it is a craze. In fact, I have buyers who are looking and specifically only want to be in communities with active pickleball. It's mind-blowing and amazing. So my suggestion would be to figure out if there's a tournament going on or some other event, even at wherever you're playing, if there's a local court. What I did specifically at my gym, I got towels made, like, you know, sweat towels, like after the gym towels, and had my logo printed on them. And people love them. They ask me for them. They bring them. They show up with them. So my name is top of mind, even if they're there. And truly, I've gotten quite a bit of business from my gym. And I'm not sure the towels are the reason, but it's something that keeps me in mind every time that they're playing and they're using their towel.
It seems like some sort of swag item makes some sense.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, some sort of thingy. Thank you. It doesn't surprise me, Palm Beach County full of pickleball players. That makes a lot of sense to me. Definitely is happening.
For sure. And they're going crazy over it. My husband bought me stuff for my birthday in July. We still haven't gotten out to go with a three-year-old at home. We're going, and I'm going to find out what this craze is all about.
I mean, my interest has been piqued, and it's literally, I can just walk. It's a mile to the pickleball court. I can just walk or run down there, play some pickleball, run home. I might do it. Mary Ellen, good morning.
Good morning, James. So I've been a tennis player as well as a pickleball player for many years. And for me, it's just getting out there, doing what you love, and people know what you do. They'll ask you, but I love the swag, giving them swag, towels. But James, if you're going to start pickleball, you need a very good pair of shoes.
Okay, well, this is getting out of hand.
You cannot take your running shoes and play with it. You need, because more people are getting injured by pickleball than any other sport right now.
All right, so I've got a paddle. I need a bag.
Yes.
I need shoes. What kind of shoes? Not my running shoes.
No, they have pickleball shoes, but like tennis shoes.
They have pickleball, of course they do.
Of course they do. Just go on Amazon. But they're very similar to the tennis type shoes.
Okay.
So there you go.
Pickleball shoes. This is a lot. Oh, goodness gracious. Doreen, help out Matt Cannon. By the way, we're just proving, just for the record, we've talked about pickleball for 22 minutes. We have proven that we can talk about anything on this call and get value out of it. There is no better high value place than right here. Doreen, good morning.
Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh my gosh, I'm heading to a CE class.
She's heading to her pickleball tournament.
No, that will be Tuesday and Thursday nights. But what I've done, my husband and I have been wanting to get involved in it. And about 6 months ago, one of my go-to lenders called me and said, hey, she's starting this Tuesdays and Thursdays. Anybody can come to pickleball. And down in Punta Gorda, I think it's safe to say damn near everybody plays pickleball. So I went and I got a branded bag, and the cover for my paddle is branded.
I'm sorry. Time out. I need a paddle, a bag, shoes.
Tennis shoes.
And now a paddle cover.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to mess your paddle up.
Okay.
To know people, it's like anywhere you go. People will comment on my bag or comment on my shirt that I'm wearing that has my logo on it. I have some that say Coral Bay Realty. I have some that just say Coral Bay, and people go, well, what's Coral Bay? So the conversations that get started are very organic. I'm not, you know, I'll bring water. I'll bring a little cooler water because somebody always forgets water. It's just pickleballers are very, I think somebody mentioned they bring cash and they are very intense.
Well, no wonder you need all this stuff to play.
You do.
It costs you $1,000 just to get started.
But you know, you get one, and I've had one so far closing with them. You get one and that pays for all of the stuff that you need. But I mean, it's definitely a great group to become involved in, and it's easy, and the towels are a good idea. It's fun because to me, it's not door knocking. It's not, I'm not a big door knocker. So it's something that I can do, and the conversations will happen without me having to begin them. So,
okay, yeah, this is really good. This is really good. I've asked Terry Shaw this morning in the group chat, do we need to play pickleball? She says, why? I said, this is the topic of the pre-show. And she says, Randy Jackson. She pulled a Randy Jackson. That's a no for me. That's a no for me. She says it's too popular right now. She wants to wait for it to lose its luster. It's because of the parking. That's what it is. She doesn't want to deal with the parking. George Freelove, give Matt Cannon some advice. Good morning.
Well, Doreen said it. Whether I'm playing pickleball, whether I'm playing golf, whether I'm riding my bike, every shirt that I have is always branded with my name, Keller Williams. So very subtle. Everybody knows that I sell real estate in any sport that I participate in.
So brand yourself and then maybe offer some stuff to them. Jenny Neumeyer, good morning.
Oh, my gosh. I've been screaming at my phone waiting for you to call on me.
Well, James. I called on you. Here
oh
you go.
Goodness. All right, here we go. Okay, with great respect to all of my friends on this call, I love all of you. You don't need any of that stuff, James. You need a paddle and that's it. I use my running shoes. I play at Oldsmar. There's never a problem with parking.
Okay. All right.
I have.
Well, we're
I,
not playing. Terry Shaw is already vetoed. But give Matt Cannon some advice on how to take this community. You're great at this about creating community.
Thank you. I love that you say that. Okay, so I had little towels made, and I have koozies. We do Sunday Fun Day once a month. I give out my koozies and my little towels. We do trivia. I'm going to trivia tonight with pickleball people. We do happy hours. And the conversations just happen in between games. You're sitting around talking, and I have some shirts that I've had made, and you just start talking about real estate, and you just build those relationships and that trust, and you're getting exercise at the same time. So it's a great community and a great way to meet people and sell real estate. The snowbirds too for Florida. Sorry, Matt, you're not in Florida, but a lot of snowbirds I've sold houses to.
You ever play there at Marshall Street Park right here by my house?
I have not. I've heard it's very clicky over there that you can't just jump into games.
But it sounds like it's already clicky. This is what I'm hearing. Is
we're not at Oldsmar. If you ever decide.
That's what everybody in the click says. No, I'm just kidding, Jenny. I'm just kidding.
You're always welcome, James.
Thank you. Katie Riley, good morning.
Good morning, James. What I would say is I have dug into my pickleball community. I live in Naples, Florida, and I absolutely love pickleball. I am a college volleyball player, so I am a big athlete, and I tore my ACL last year playing pickleball. So for all of you that love it, chill out and plug into your community by teaching them how to stretch and actually not injure themselves. So I have become an expert in knowing how to teach them how to stretch so you can prevent injury.
Katie, did you ever get injured playing volleyball in college?
Many times.
Yeah,
many
times. Did you tear your ACL or was it just like?
I didn't. I broke bones, but I never tore. No.
Right. You have like a season-ending injury playing pickleball, but you made it through the volleyball season.
There you go. Right.
I'm not playing pickleball. You people are crazy.
Thanks for
Katie, having thank you. Cindy, you get the last word this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Such a great segue for me because my husband is the owner of Peak Performance Sports Therapy and his number one injury is pickleball.
Pickleball.
That is it. It's been around for over 20 years. So people come in and he's like, if they don't have good shoes, so that is important. So you really do have to have good shoes, but it is the number one sport. Do I love it? I love it. I play it. I started playing in Arizona and it is really easy. So I started a clinic for injuries that go at my husband's business. So we kind of double dip on this. And people come to prevent injuries. There's the PTs are there, a doctor is there, and just ways to prevent. And then we give out swag to do that and then start. My goal is to start like a little tournament, like what they said, but having a doctor or professional come in and speak to people on injuries and how to prevent them is something that worked for us.
That's really good. I love that. A little seminar.
Yeah.
A little seminar to help keep people safe. Like don't play in your dress shoes, as someone put in the chat. They had someone that got hurt playing in dress shoes. Now that person probably deserved to get hurt. I'm just saying that was one of those things you had to figure out. All right, Matt Cannon, good question. Hope you got some good ideas, buddy. I appreciate you very much. Hey, everybody, what's up? It is 7:59 Eastern. Good to see you. It's your friend James Shaw. Happy Tuesday. It's an Inspire Tuesday, which is great, and it's just a great day, and I'm super thankful that you were here this morning. High-level quality conversation on the pre-show today. If you're watching the Facebook or YouTube stream, that means you missed the pre-show, and I'll just tell you, stop what you're doing. Just stop what you're doing right now. Go to your podcast platform of choice, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon if it's working. I don't know if it's working. And say, play the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind and listen to today's pre-show. It is just, it's the high quality content you cannot get anywhere else that will help you push your business forward. And that's the goal in today's market, is to be able to do that. Today, on this part of the call, we're going to talk about listings. Oh my goodness gracious, we're going to bring out two blasts from the past. Something called the Millionaire Real Estate Agent right here, and a little spreadsheet from our friend Diana Kokoska. We're going to pull out two back from the past. We're getting in our DeLorean. We're going in the Wayback Machine, and we're going to get back to basics when it comes to taking listings as we move in to 2026. Now's the right time to do it. We're going to give you the tools to be able to do it. But before we do that, something good. Melissa, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I do not play pickleball either. But anyways, I just want to say it is a great day. Thank you for calling on me. I am just coming off. So it feels like Monday to me, but it's not. I had my largest client appreciation event ever Friday night. 110 guests. It was so beautiful because it was like I looked out and I got so moved during my, I wrote a speech. I was all prepared, but I looked out. There were so many children running around, and those children didn't exist when I met their parents, or maybe their parent was single. So then like, I literally went into the speech about seasons, like the seasons of life, like helping people from, you know, maybe single to married to maybe divorced to parents coming to children coming. And it's just such a beautiful thing to see. So I just feel like we're in the best career for everyone. And just to be a part of people's lives and be in relationship with these people, it was just a beautiful night. So I just want, if you want to like see some pictures, feel free to check out my Facebook, but happy to share how it went. But it was just, it was beautiful.
Sounds like a fun event. Good stuff on that. Thanks, Melissa. Hey, I'm jumping up to Ashley. We don't hear something good from her very often. And Ashley, you helped inspire me adding this Diana Kokoska tool to the call today. So cheers to you on that. But Ashley, good morning.
Good morning. So I have two something goods. Last week, I closed my 33rd transaction for $10 million in volume for the year. So I'm super excited about that. And then yesterday, I took my third listing in a week.
Okay, this is a good day. This is a real good day. No wonder listings are on your mind this morning, which is really good. So I love it. Thank you, Ashley. All right, Lisa, you get the last one.
Thank you, James. I'm so inspired. The pipeline challenge last week really hit home with me. Kristen Jungles, I need that link to your call for getting on. I have made it my goal for the next 6 months to get myself in the seat to be on these calls, to have accountability. Yesterday, I was on Tulio's call. So 2 days a week, Tulio's call, 2 days a week with Kristen. Yesterday, I got 35 points in the pipeline challenge tracker sheet, and I got a listing appointment at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon because I did not get one during my 2 hour lead gen time. So you can get your appointments if you just keep making your calls. So thanks, James, for inspiring us and getting us moving forward in our business. Thank you,
Lisa,
so much.
I'm so proud of you. To talk about on purpose with purpose, which is something I say all the time, that's an example of it. You're using all your Pivot and your Inspire tools to make sure you pull it off. Kristen Jungles, by the way, the link to her call and all the approved calls, the ones that we endorse, those are in the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. Go to the files section, type in the word links. You have to do it from your desktop. There's no, you can't search files on your phone. So you got to go to the desktop version. And you can pull up the link so anybody can get on those. Lisa, I'm so proud of you. You're using the tools and the systems from Pivot and Inspire to give you great results, which I love. And by the way, Inspire members, I know many of you prefer to watch the recording of our calls, but today, if you can be on at noon Eastern, you should be on. Jessica is leading the call, and she, when I did the shift workshop over the summer, and I talked about, you know, what is your way to make sure you find the most motivated people? so that you're working with people that are the most motivated. And then, of course, Tulio, who she works with, always says, say no to crack. Don't let any leads fall through the cracks. Well, Jessica said she's going to go figure out how to make sure that the people that she reaches out to and that the agents that she works with reach out to are motivated people. She built a system around it called the Motivated Mover Method. And she is walking you through it along with database tags, conversation starters, like 30 really simple conversation starters, and then 15 follow-ups. And that's today at noon Eastern, Inspire members. Now, I sent you the link this morning at 7:08 a.m. Eastern. It's also in the portal. She's got a ton of tools to share with you. She is extremely intelligent, and that call is going to be great. So Inspire members, noon Eastern. If you're not an Inspire member, I am sad for you, because this is one call that I think could totally change the way you follow up and stay in touch with your business moving forward. So Jessica, I'm looking forward to it. We'll see you at noon Eastern. Now, as you do your lead gen and your lead follow up and you're going out and getting your stuff done, the whole goal, honestly, is to take listings. Listings are the driver of the business. It says so right here. Whoop, it says so right here in the Millionaire Real Estate Agent. If you jump up to page 41 of MREA, you'll see something that I've read many times. Millionaire Real Estate Agent, page 41, says listings are the high leverage, maximum earning opportunity in the industry. This is not a surprise to many of you. You know this. He says that what separates buyers from sellers is the amount of time necessary to work with them. Put in the chat, I'm just curious about your thoughts. This is if you aren't on page 41 of MREA. But just off the top of your head, according to Gary and Jay and Dave and the Millionaire Real Estate Agent, how many listings could an individual agent personally obtain in 1 month's time? Put it in the chat. How many listings could an individual agent, highly productive individual, personally obtain in 1 month's time? Put it in the chat. MREA says 15 to 25. 15 to 25 seller listings in a month. Now, for most of you, you don't need 15 to 25 to reach your goal. So don't be like, well, I'm only taking three. That doesn't mean you're doing great. He's just telling you that's the opportunity. Now, how many buyers could that same agent work with in any given month? Put it in the chat. This is according to MREA. How many buyers? 7 to 8. 7 to 8. That's the maximum, right? He's saying we're going to max out at 15 to 25 seller listings or 7 to 8 buyer listings. So it would make sense from a leverage standpoint that you put your focus on listings. Now, as you think about your goals for 2026, and I know many of you are doing that. I'm doing a session next week all about it, a free Wednesday webinar about goals. So put that on your day timer, 2 o'clock Eastern next Wednesday. But the as you think about your goals for the year, how purposeful are you getting with your listings? Like, do you have a plan to make sure you're on purpose with purpose when it comes to your active listing inventory? And as I'd planned to talk about this morning, I was on Facebook this morning and Ashley had gone in and said, hey, what's that tool that tells you how many listings you need to carry at all times? And I'm like, that's so smart. That is Diana Kokoska's listing needed calculator. And I posted it inside the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group this morning. And I want to show you the calculator now on how it works so that you understand how to use it. If this will work. Here we go. There we go. All right. So if you're listening to the podcast version, you're going to go watch the video on my YouTube channel or in the Facebook group so you can see it. But what this does is ultimately tells you how many listings you need at all times. This cool tool comes from Diana Kokoska, the original author of Bulge. She ran MAPS coaching for years, and I'm extremely grateful for her. And this is the tool. The first number, see these green boxes? Those are the only ones you have to fill in. Green ones are the ones you fill in. And the first one's like, all right, how many homes are you going to sell next year? I just put 50 in as a number. Let's say your goal is one a week, 50. Next thing I do is account for 10% fallout. Now, I might change this to 15%. Put in the chat, do you think you should maybe update this to 15% fallout in today's market since more deals are falling out? At the time Diana created the calculator, she said calculate for 10% fallout. What this does is it removes the drama of when a deal doesn't close. You are planning for it in advance that you know you're going to have fallout. Well, if your goal is 50 transactions and your calculator 10% fallout, 10% of 50 is 5, which means that you've got to get 55 homes under contract to hit your goal of 50. Might be a little bit more now. You can determine that based on your market. Next one is green box. Green box means you fill it in. What percentage of your closings will be listings? I'm just going with 50-50. 50-50. So of your 50 closings, 25 of them are going to be listings that you've sold. Of course, we have a 10% fallout, so that becomes 27.5. What percentage of your listings sell? I'm just using the millionaire real estate agent conversion rates right now. So I put in 75%. That's a green box. You fill that in, but I did 75% just as an example. So if that's the case, if you're going to do 50 transactions, which means you need 55 under contract, half of them are going to be listings. That's 28. 75% of them go under contract. That means you need to take 37 listings next year. Now, the challenge is most of you stop there. Most of you stop there and go, I need to take 36 listings. That's 3 a month. Da, 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 da. Good to go. When you're missing a step. And that is, what's going on in the market? You got to go and figure out the average days on market so you know the turnover rate. A turnover rate is just determined by taking the average days on market and dividing it into 365. That gives you a turnover rate in a year. Where I am in Pinellas County, Florida, it's 84 days. 84 days right now is the average days on market. So you go put that in, and it takes the turnover rate and calculates it into the number of listings you need to take and says, here's how many you need to have at all times to reach your goal. It's 8.44. 8 to 9 listings active at all times. So I know going into the year, if I want 50 closings and half of them to be listings, I need to put my focus on having 8 to 9 active listings at all times. Now, I want you to notice something right here. I'm going to go change the days on market. This is how the market can have an impact on your strategy, right? The market doesn't determine your success, it determines your strategy. And maybe you're in a place where the average days on market's 35 days. I change it to 35 days. It cuts in half the number of listings I have to take at all times. Now, the challenge would be, what if you're in a market that had been, let's say it had been 15 days. Now I only need 1 to 2 active listings at all times. And all of a sudden, now it's jumped to 35 days. Now I need 3 to 4 listings at all times. If you aren't paying attention to this stuff, this is an example of losing so slowly you feel like you're winning, that you think you are doing the right things to succeed, but you really aren't. Now, I've uploaded this tool inside the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group for you so that you can go in and mess with it and play with it and figure it out. And so now I want to frame the conversation around, all right, you need 8 to 9 active listings at all times in this example. What's your play? What's your strategy on October 21st to make sure that when you get to January 1, you've got 8 to 9 active listings. Inspire members, this is why you need to be on today's call at noon Eastern, by the way, so that you're going after the most motivated people. But raise your hand and share with me, what is your play to make sure that you go into the new year, that you move your focus, let's move it away from finishing strong and moving it to starting ahead. 2025 is over. Let's go from finishing strong to starting out ahead. Rico, you start us off. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Terrific Tuesday. We'll have a big day again today. So I actually already started planning it out. January 1st and 2nd, I'm locking myself up in the office, and I'm literally going after every single expired. That's the hottest time for expires. I mean, expires been hot almost all month. But for me, 2 days locked in, January 1st and 2nd, and we're going to line up all the listings.
It's a great day to do it. If your expired's a part of your play, that's a great day. There are more expired listings that day than any other day of the year. Go get after it. Kathleen Garden, good morning.
Good morning, James. Yes, since we've been doing the pipeline challenge, I've acquired 2 listings in 1 week, which is right now pretty good because it's pretty competitive here in Metro Detroit. However, what I'm going to do, I sold because of the door knocking 7-level plan for an open house in my old subdivision. I did a morning, just the neighbors, and then the afternoon was open house all day, Saturday, Sunday. And I cannot believe how many people I gained as new clients because they have no representation. So the light bulb went off. I was like, why am I not farming in this neighborhood that I used to live in that has 500 houses? So I am putting all my budget money into that. I'm going to farm it because to farm, right, you have to touch them every month and then do client events in the subdivision. And that is my goal for the rest of the year so that I can fill the pipeline for listings for 2026.
Do the strategies that work. This goes back to our conversation last week on Monday. It's one that we actually have all the time. The easiest way to get purposeful about filling the pipeline full of leads so that you hit January 1 on track, ready to go with the number of listings you need, is to do the strategies that A, work, and B, you like. So if you didn't hear last Monday's call where we went all about the strategy of how to do that, how to figure out which lead sources are best, and then figure out which ones you like, go back and listen to the call from Monday, the 13th of October. That one lays it all out for you. It's on the podcast. It's free. It's open to everybody. On the podcast, in the Facebook group, on the YouTube channel, so that you can do what Kathleen has done, which is figure out which strategies work. Hey, Terry, we haven't heard from you in a while, so I'm coming to you in the Twin Cities. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I tell you, James, things have been kind of blowing up for me. It's crazy. I have four listings that are going to be coming in. I actually have 13 in my pipeline for 2026. Never have I had been at this time of the year with that coming. So what I'm really trying to do is work with my listings. I'm doing pictures for four of the listings. I'm doing that this
week. Yeah, you better do those now in Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah, hugely. It's so bad. But anyway, yeah, so I'm getting that done. I'm working at doing any kind of handyman stuff to make sure people are really, truly ready to go and encouraging them and keeping their motivation up for being able to sell and make their move to go to their next chapter in life. I'm just finding that keeping up. I have my pumpkin patch event this next weekend. So again, just being able to be before people. But my biggest thing is I'm going to be on Jessica's call. Oh my gosh. Can't wait for that.
Hey, Terry, you have more listings in the pipeline you've ever had. How?
It's really weird. I was kind of going, I don't even know how. But I do. Being on this call has been so motivating, hearing everybody. I mean, I've been at the scratch and claw time, but I kind of, really what it came down to is I put my big girl pants on and went, this takes work. I got to do it. And I just started calling people and being in touch with people and not just thinking it'll come to me. It was a real shift in my head, believe me.
I'm proud of you. Do the work, it pays off. All right, we've got 2.5 minutes to go, and I'm going to call on these four people. So you've got about 30 to 45 seconds each to get your point in. It's Stacy Grove, it is Byron Mims, it's Meg Dady, and it's Tim Johnson. Those are the four. Stacy, go.
On our September 2nd Inspire call, we were challenged to check out how many working days we had left in the year. And I really took a lot of time on that, excluding weekends and days that kids are off school with fall break and Thanksgiving and Christmas, and whittled it down. And I've been tracking how many working days I have left each day when I come into the office. It's given me permission to truly be off on the days that I'm off. But when I am in the office, I'm dialed in. I know that from today, I have 31 days to go, which is written at the top of my tracker for today with today's date. And I know that when I'm in the office, I got to be all in so that when I'm not in the office, I can relax and enjoy my kids. It has given me permission to really, really work from rest rather than resting from work.
That's so smart. Thank you, Stacy. Byron, you're next. Good morning.
Good morning, James. So we've been October 1st. We started prospecting for a seller seminar we're having November 5th. We made door hangers, postcards. We've knocked 1,000 doors since then. So our goal is to, you know, stack those listings for next year for those people that are waiting for whatever reason.
It's fill the pipeline. I think Jessica's call today for you will be really good for you to help organize the follow-up process and make sure you're really in a flow with the most motivated people, because you're meeting people constantly and sorting through who's motivated, who isn't, and how you stay in a flow with them is so huge. Thanks, Byron. Congratulations to your Cowboys. Meg Dady, good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, I'm all about events. So I stack the events for the winter just to specifically to build the pipeline for January, February. And this fall, I have four events coming up, two wreath making, one mixology, and one like breathwork meditation. So everyone who's kind of like even halfway raised their hand is going to get an invite to one of those. And then also, similar to what Terry said, we're just reaching out to people. I mean, there are still some leaves on the trees. They're falling quickly. So just even getting like exterior photos going. And I think back to just kind of where you started the call, like my goal this year and next year is just five transactions a month. And so I'm literally plotting out on my pipeline calendar what month I think everyone's hopefully going to close. And so I can sort of visually figure out who are going to be, you know, like planning for that fallout, because we have in the past like 3 weeks had 10% fallout. But planning ahead for that fallout and then just kind of really focusing on who are those top people right now that we can start getting into for January.
It's a purposeful business, Meg. Thank you. Tim Johnson, you get the last word. Good morning.
Good morning. One of the things that we've done in the last probably about a month, especially doubled down in the last couple of weeks, is we've really ramped up our buyer adoption program. And that's something that we started probably about 6 months ago. And so we've gone back to the beginning of real estate for us and looked at everywhere we've sold one of our listings, and we've reached out not only to those buyers, but to their neighborhoods. And we have right now coming up in the next month, we have about 15 million in listings in the pipeline. And it's just been unbelievable how that there's been a response, because there's so many agents out there who either aren't in business anymore, but they have no clue how to follow up. And we're literally just coming in, and we already have super fans in those neighborhoods who are talking us up. And you know, we connect those people with our clients, and you know, it's like we're getting calls every single day that people are coming around. And then, of course, the old standby for us is our expired letters. Those old expireds, they're still working, and it kills me. You know, I talk to agents every week who are running that play around the country, and it's working for them too, but you got to stick with it. And it's just, I mean, to have that amount of business here at the end of the year, and I've had some pretty significant things pop up in my life in the last few weeks, but we're still running that play. I mean, we're literally doing it with, you know, at a high level, and it's only a couple hours a day that we're doing it. That's it.
It's what I heard from you is figure out what your plays are and run them consistently. Do it long
100%.
enough that it works. And whether it's your expired letters or something else, it's not a one and done strategy. It's an ongoing, purposeful strategy. We did a Wednesday webinar, by the way, with Tim's letters. I just put the link in the chat. So you can go to jamesdshaw.com, click agent interviews, just type expired, it'll pop right up. And Inspire members, he shared the letter template with you. So if you want to use his letter, you've got that in the portal. We'll continue this tomorrow. There were hands we didn't get to today, and I want to get it in. But I really do think if we can take advantage of like the next 2 weeks, this last 2 weeks of October, to really build that pipeline full of listing opportunity. So you get to January 1 and you know how many listings you need to take for the year. But then, how many you need to actively carry at all times based on what's going on in your market? Boy, you're setting yourself up to win. You put that on top of the strategies that work and you like, now this is a business that's fun. Let's talk more about it tomorrow. Inspire members, I'll see you at noon Eastern. Everyone else, see you tomorrow morning. You got your inspiration, go put in the perspiration. Bye.